What is going on, fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Jobs, Make Money Online Training Podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about if people aren't buying from you on the phone, if people are interested in your offer, but they're not actually purchasing your offer, if people are booking phone calls, but they're not actually sending you cash, if people aren't buying from you on the phone, what is the first thing that you should do? Now, I think a lot of people approach sales in the wrong way, and they almost look at the effect rather than the cause, right? And so people aren't buying from them on the phone. Like most people, when they look into, when they're thinking about sales, they're like, oh, you know, they gave me a money objection, so I need to work on my money objection. So people are looking into the actual like effects of the process. They're like the money objection or the time objection or the spouse objection. Like everything in life has cause and effect, right? And so all of these things that are happening, as in the objections that people are giving us, those are the effects, okay? Those are the effects. Now, you can change effects by working with effects, but at the end of the day, like, that's swimming upstream. And so if somebody gives you the time objection or the money objection or the spouse objection on the phone, what they're really saying is they don't actually trust your product or service enough to send you cash. That's like the underlying message. Now, what you can do is you can get better at persuasion by itself, and you can just say like, okay, well, if somebody isn't sending me money on the phone, then I need to work on my objection. But that's really one small piece of the puzzle. And I truly do believe, and I want you to write this down, if you market properly, you don't have to sell hard. I truly believe that if you market properly, you don't have to sell hard. Like when you're positioned in your market as a leader, when you're positioned in your market as an authority, when you're positioned in your market as a person that has a solution to people's problems, you're not really at that point making a sale. At that point, it's more so you're deciding which program is going to work best for them. Okay. And so if people aren't buying it from you on the phone, here's a few things that I want you to take a look at. The first thing that I want you to look at is go to your social media and actually ask yourself, how much social proof are you posting on your newsfeed? The amount of social proof that you post should be 1 to 3 times per week. On your Instagram stories, the amount of social proof that you post should be every single day. The reason for this is people are naturally skeptical. Nobody likes to hand over their hard-earned dollars, and nobody wants to lose money. And so if somebody sends you money over the internet and you're not able to provide them with the service that they're looking for, then they're going to be wasting their money. And so you need to be posting social proof, as in evidence that you're working with clients that are getting amazing results. So when people do send you money, they know that they're going to be getting a return on their investment. So the first thing that you need to do if people aren't sending you money on the phone is you need to look at your social proof on your social media and ask yourself, are you posting enough? The second thing that you need to do, if people aren't buying from you on your social media, if they're not purchasing money on the phone, they're not sending you cash on the phone, is you need to go to your content and ask yourself, am I positioning myself as an expert in my niche? And this is where a lot of you guys are making a massive mistake, because a lot of you guys are commodities. Now, my definition of a commodity is you are the same as everybody else. Like oil and gas is a commodity. I can buy it at Shell, or I can buy it at Petro, or I can buy it at Esso. It doesn't really fucking matter, because gas is gas is gas. Now, if you approach your online coaching business like, I'm the online coach that helps everybody with everything, you are a commodity. It's like people could buy from you, or they could buy from the next guy, or the next guy, or the next guy. Your service is meaningless. It means nothing. And so the reason that people would shop around if you are a commodity is because you're offering the same service as everybody else. And so people can compare you to everybody else because you're just like everybody else. And so people aren't buying from you on the phone. They're not sending you money. Go to your social media and ask yourself the question, have I positioned myself as an authority to my market? And my market means the specific person that I go to. Like when you guys come to me for business coaching, it's like I'm the number one business coach for online personal trainers, period. There's not a better business coach than me. So when people come to me and they're interested in working with me, like I have people come to me all the time and they're like, hey, Brian, I love all your content and I run a social media marketing agency. Would you be interested in helping me? I'm like, no, because it's not what I do. I'm an expert for the niche that I currently serve. Now, when an online fitness coach comes to me and they're like, Brian, I really want some help with my online coaching business, and I make them an offer, they say yes, because they know that like I've positioned myself as a massive authority for online fitness coaches. Now, with my business coaching knowledge, could I help other people? 100%. The reason I've chosen to help online fitness coaches specifically is I know that when I have a specific demographic that I'm going after, a specific target audience, it allows me to get really, really niche and really honed in on my content, on my marketing, on my pain points, on my goals that I'm speaking through my content. So if people aren't buying from you on the phone, you really need to ask yourself, have you positioned yourself as an authority to your actual specific niche? Or are you a commodity, as in you're just like everybody else? And there's no reason for somebody to purchase on the phone from you, because they can find the exact same fucking service by scrolling through their Instagram and looking at the next online coach, okay? So that's the next thing you need to look at. So first is social proof. Second is, are you positioned as an expert? Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Now, the third thing you need to look at if people aren't purchasing from you on the phone is, are you qualifying your prospects well enough? Now, this is, I want to tread lightly with this subject, because here's what I'll say, and I want you to write this down. If you're making under 5K a month, get on every single sales call. I want you to write that down. If you're making under 5K a month, get on every single sales call. Like, if you're making under 5K a month, you don't get to decide which sales calls you get on and which ones you don't. You need to take every single call. Because the more that you practice on sales calls, the more that you're putting in the reps, the better that you're going to get. And so if you're under 5K a month, get on every single sales call. However, if you're making over $5,000 a month, you need to ask yourself, are you qualifying your prospects well enough? Now, what are you qualifying for? In my opinion, there's really two things. Number one is, do they have the fucking money? Now, a really simple way, I want you guys to write this down. This is easy. Really simple way that you can qualify your prospects to figure out if they have the money is asking them the question, what do you do for work and how active are you? Ask them that in the DMs. What do you do for work and how active are you? That's really a non-invasive way of asking the question, how much money do you make? And so in the DMs, I want you to ask the question, what do you do for work and how active are you? This will give you an idea of whether or not the prospect actually has money to purchase your program. So that's the first thing you want to do when you're qualifying. The second thing you want to do when you're qualifying is this. This is really fucking important, right? The second thing that you want to do when you're qualifying is this, is you want to make sure that your prospect actually has a problem that you can solve and a problem that they want to solve. So if you're in the DMs with a prospect and you're like, what's your number one struggle in your fitness journey right now? They're like, I don't have a struggle. And you're like, okay, great. What's your number one goal? And they're like, I want to lose weight. And you're like, cool. How much weight do you want to lose? So like, a little bit. And they're like, all right, cool. Why don't we hop on a quick 15-minute call, talk about what you're going through, you're struggling with, et cetera. Is that cool? They're going to be like, sure, why not? But they're not fucking interested in buying your shit because they don't have a problem that they want to solve. And so if you jump on the phone call, it's like, it's kind of like this, right? Imagine you're selling cars and you jump in the DMs with a guy that already has a car that he loves. And you're like, I've got this like car dealership, whatever. You want to come in for a test drive? And the guy's like, sure, I'll come in for a test drive, but I love my car. It's like, you're not going to sell a fucking car to a guy that already loves his car that isn't looking for cars. And I think online fitness coaches make a big mistake when they're in the DMs with potential clients. Like, they just want to book a fucking phone call with everybody that breathes on their profile. And listen, just because somebody has a conversation with you doesn't mean they actually have a problem that they want to solve. And if you're in the DMs with somebody and they're like, I don't have any problems, I'm pretty fit, I'm happy with where I'm at right now, and I'm not looking for a coach. If you book a phone call with that person, 100% they're not going to fucking buy from you on the phone, right? They're not going to. They're not interested. They specifically told you they're not looking for a coach. They don't want your help. And so, when you're qualifying prospects, you need to figure out, number one, do they actually have a job? And number two, you need to figure out, like, do they actually have a problem that you want to solve? Now, this is all stuff that hasn't even gotten to do with the sales call yet. And I know that a lot of you guys follow me on social media because you like my sales shit. But you notice how, like, if you do your work in the beginning and you do your work before the call even starts, when you're on the call, now you're on the call with a qualified prospect. And when you're on the call with a qualified prospect that's watched your marketing materials, that's interested in your stuff, you position yourself as an authority and they qualify themselves by having a job and they want some fucking help because they have a problem. At that point, then you can just run through the sales script, right? Then my definition of the sales script is you get really fucking clear on why they're on the call with you. Like, what made you hop on this call with me today? You get really fucking clear on that. Then you get really fucking clear on what their goal is. Like what would help you? Like, what is like your number one goal? Like, why do you, like, what do you want to transform into? And then when you present your offer, you're presenting your offer as like a solution to get them from where they currently are to where they want to go. And it really is that simple. Like once you get on the call with a qualified prospect, it's a lot easier to collect the cash on the phone. Now, the last thing I'm going to give you guys is because I want to give you guys some practical fucking value to take away from this, because this podcast is called If People Aren't Buying From You on the Phone. Last thing I'm going to say is I want you to write this down. If I don't collect cash on the phone, it's not a fucking sale. Write that down. If you don't collect cash on the phone, it's not a sale. It's not a sale if you don't collect cash on the phone. A lot of you guys make this mistake because a lot of you guys are too trusting, number one. And number two, you don't have a backbone and you're not willing to really go for it on the call. I promise you, this part is going to feel a little bit awkward at first, but if you can get yourself through the awkwardness and you just fucking do it, you're going to make a lot more money. So I'm going to give you one hack that you can do right now that you will instantly start seeing more results in your sales calls. So when somebody says I'm in, they're like, you know what, Brian, I'm fucking in. I want to sign up. I'm like, okay, great. That's cool. What about the programs that are the most for you? They're like, I love the fact that you're handsome and cool. I'm like, okay, great. So, you know, Nick, I just sent you a text. Can you see that? And I'm texting them the fucking payment link. And they're like, yep, I can see it. Then I'm going to say, okay, great, brother. Go ahead and take care of that right now. I'm going to put you on hold for 2 minutes. When I come back, I'm going to walk you through the onboarding process and get you all set up. Is that fair? And they say, yes. I'm going to say, great. And then I put them on hold. Now, the reason you're going to put them on hold is because it's really fucking awkward if you're just waiting there in this like tense silence while they're paying. It's really fucking weird. And so, and you can oftentimes you can talk yourself out of a sale. And so the way that I'll prevent that from happening is I will put them on hold. I'll let them fucking pay. When the Stripe notification comes through that they actually paid, then I'll come back to the call and I'm like, okay, great. Like, you know, how you feeling? Nervous, excited, ready, boom. And then you actually walk them through the onboarding. Okay. So hopefully this podcast was helpful. This podcast talked about what to do if people aren't buying from you on the phone. And I really want you guys to pay attention because 3 out of the 4 things that I gave you guys today had nothing to do with the sales call. A lot of you guys are over-focusing on the sales call when the reality is the sales call is simply an effect. And if you can start to fix the causes and you can position yourself as an authority before the call even starts, dude, like that's where all the magic is going to start to come in. That's where all the magic is going to happen. Right. So hopefully this podcast was helpful. It was useful. If you guys got value and you're interested in working with me, you can send me a DM on Instagram that says 10K. And I'd love to have a conversation about you and your coaching business and what you're working on and see if I can help you out. Peace, love, and protein. Have the best of your entire life. We'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.